You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Our Red Pine radio team has been recording stories of the pandemic hitting northern Michigan, and today we have two accounts of people driven home by the virus. First, when the pandemic swept the globe, Heather Aldridge wasn't sure she'd ever get out of India. She was trapped in a hotel for 3 weeks, longing to see her family, friends, and Lake Michigan. Leslie Hamp has her story.
When the world started to shut down in mid-March, Heather Aldridge was in India helping her friend Mohit feed the poor. She didn't think much about a pandemic until she was in a packed overnight train without much circulation.
Started to dawn on me, like, oh, this could be a concern.
She started looking for flights home, but everything was booked. And then India mandated a national lockdown.
I had to stay in my hotel, but I had a wonderful, nice cement terrace rooftop, fourth floor, so I could see a long ways from that rooftop. And I went up there every morning for sunrise and every evening for sunset when it was cool enough to be outside, because during the day it was very hot.
Heather's small hotel didn't have a restaurant, so her friend Mohit broke lockdown every morning to bring food.
If they found anybody on the street that didn't have an official pass, they would take their batons and hit the person and tell them to go home. Mohit got hit and had welts from the police 2 different days from coming to bring me food.
The nationwide lockdown caused anxiety and frustration and questions about Heather.
As time went on in the lockdown, the local people got pretty fearful of foreigners. And Mohit told me, you know, don't go to the edge of the roof where people can see you, because people are starting to be like, why is she here? You know, why is this foreigner still here? She should leave.
Heather finally got a pass to travel to Delhi. Then it was another 6 days isolated in a hotel, waiting for a flight invitation.
When I finally got my invitation, I was like, oh, I felt like I won the lottery.
Heather flew to San Francisco and everyone was wearing a mask for the 15-hour flight. From there, it was on to Chicago, then Traverse City.
Man, when I touched down in Traverse City, it was another stage of relief. Like each portion of this was a stage of relief. Getting to Delhi was a stage of relief. Getting the flight was a stage of relief. And each portion of the flight's home. Oh, okay, a little bit off my shoulders.
Heather's been home in Frankfurt since April 13th.
I got home, there was a huge relief. Since then, there's been a lot of, well, what do I do now?
She wanted to go back to private caregiving and nursing for the elderly, but no one is hiring at the moment. She's still trying to figure out where to go from here. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Leslie Hamp.